boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I have learned today, if you want all of the attention in the world, change your hair.
And Taylor hates attention.
I have been thinking about cutting my hair for quite some time. I had very, very long hair. I finally made the jump this morning that I chopped it off right up to my shoulders, because why not? You only live once. YOLO. When's the last time you said that? But obviously, I wasn't like going around telling everybody, like, I am going to cut my hair tomorrow. I told you.
You told me, and you're like, I've been thinking about it. I'm getting annoyed with my hair. You told me like two or three times. I know for a fact twice.
Yep.
And I was like, go ahead, do it. I said, I kept saying, get a bob.
And what did I do? I got a kind of a bob, you guys. So, when I got to work today, you know how it goes. You change your hair and everybody's going to be like, oh my God, you changed your hair. But today it was, oh my God, you cut your hair, because it is dramatic. I get that. And then every conversation following that is also the same, where it's, oh my God, you cut your hair. And I say, yeah, got it done this morning. And then it's followed up with, well, do you like it? And I'm like, do you like it? I want to answer it with a question. What do you mean, do I like it?
Okay, I think there's a reason they're asking that. Because I think they know my hair theory.
They don't know if I like it, so they want to mirror me. What's happening?
No. It goes with my hair theory.
Which is
that when a woman gets dumped or a breakup happens, she changes her hair.
Oh, I'm okay.
That's what I'm thinking. So I think that's their nice way of saying, do you like it? Like, is everything okay?
I'm good.
That's their nice way of saying it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I knew you were going to get your hair cut too. Like, if you wouldn't have told me, honestly, the first thing I would have thought was, oh my God, they broke up. That would have been my first thought this morning. Guaranteed. That would have been my first thought this morning. I'm like, she's going through it. They broke up.
I'm okay. Let me put that on the record. I'm good. We're good. He was on board for the haircut. Honestly, I think he was really annoyed with me all week, because I was like, do I do it? Should I get my hair cut? And the entire time he's like, babe, I don't care. Like, we've been together long enough that I don't do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I like it. It's great. So, okay. Yeah, I guess that's a good point to think that everybody's just checking in on me, but I like my hair. Can you just tell me that you like my hair?
I think
too?
They think you're going through something.
I'm
like
good.
A midlife crisis, you know. Well, I guess it'd be more like a quarter life crisis.
I'm in a constant state of crisis normally. So the short hair does not change that.
Check in with her tomorrow. She's still in a crisis.
I will be the same. We did a little Valentine's exchange today at work, which felt so nostalgic.
And if you're wondering, are we 5-year-olds?
Some days we are.
It's fun. I have not done like an old school make your own box and everybody passes out their own Valentines literally probably since middle school.
Is this your first time to do it here at the company?
Yes.
Really? Because we used to do this all the time, and then we have finally brought it back. I think, like, you know, to be safe with like COVID and stuff.
Yeah. And then we've done other like decorating competitions and stuff. But no, this was the first time that I got to be part of it.
Oh, so that's cool.
It felt very nostalgic to me, because like I said, I haven't done it since I was literally in grade school probably. And immediately as I was coming up with ideas, as I was passing them out today, I was taken back to fifth grade me and how serious Valentine's Day cards were. And I know you were this way too, because you would buy whatever character you chose. I probably had Bratz or something.
Barbie.
Mm-hmm. Or
food-related, because I'm hungry
yes,
all the time.
SpongeBob SquarePants, whatever character was your favorite, you'd pick that out, and then you'd
Polly
open the box.
Polly Pockets. I remember having that one year.
You'd lay out all the cards, and then you would be like, okay, this goes to my bestie girl, because that looks like the
and
two
of us. And you would make sure that one was the prettiest one, whatever one was like the most girly, most prettiest one to your bestie. Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, okay, these aren't so girly, so these are definitely for the boys.
Whatever one was the ugliest ones, you went to the people you didn't care about as much in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. And then the hardest one to pick out was the boy you had a crush on.
Uh-huh.
Because you wanted it to say like XOXO and maybe not love, because you didn't want to scare him off.
Oh, I totally wanted him to know I loved him.
Why does that not surprise me?
I just wanted him to let him know that I want to run away. I was like, you know, 10 years old, but I want to run away, have 13 kids with you and live on a farm.
And how'd that work out for you?
Clearly, didn't work.
No.
I'm not on a farm.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If you're thinking to yourself, it's Valentine's Day and something in my love life is not adding up. Crickets. On that side of the desk.
Wow. God, silence speaks so loud, doesn't it? Yeah, sometimes?
That was the loudest silence I've heard in a long time. If you're feeling that way, there is something that could blow your mind, and I'm so excited to tell you about
it. Blow my mind, lady.
Because, you know, like, love is really hard because it's like feelings and stuff, and everybody's different.
Oh, I love the feelings and stuff.
But there's no science, right? There's like, this is exactly how you win someone over every single time. There's no mathematics to it.
Yeah, I would love to know that kind of stuff, though.
Or is there?
Oh.
There may be some math in finding the one.
Oh, I need it.
Which we've heard millions of times.
As long as it's just 2 + 2.
These people are way smarter than me, so I will tell you what I can about this. There are 3 mastermind scientists who've come up with the Drake equation for love calculator to help people who are single find the one. Now, this is based off the Drake equation, which is basically some really smart guy named Frank Drake back in 1961 came up with this theory to estimate the probability of alien life in the Milky Way. Blah, blah, blah. They're geniuses and they're using this Drake equation to help you find the one. So if you want to use their calculator, go to omnicalculator.com, and I want to do this with Destiny live on site.
Let's do it.
So the first thing,
I didn't know I was signing up for this. Let's go.
You don't really have a choice. The first thing care. That you have to put in about yourself is your location. So you live
Cedar
in
Rapids.
Well, it's not that specific. It's Iowa.
Oh, Iowa.
Now you have to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5 attractiveness.
So 5 is like, I am drop dead sexy.
Yeah, I guess so. And 1 is like, nah.
Can I do 2.5?
No, there's no 0.5s. These are drop-down menus you gotta pick. 2.5.
I'm feeling pretty good today, so I'll say a 3.
Okay,
but most of the days, it's like a 2.
Okay, now you have to rank your social skills on a scale of 1 to 5.
What do you mean, like?
It's however you take it,
man. I'm a 5, baby.
Okay, she's confident. What are you looking for in a partner? We're moving on to the next section. Looking for
marriage. Oh, home.
Not that serious.
Male, yeah.
Gee whiz.
Eventually. I'm sorry. Go on.
Eager. Okay. We've got that you are looking for male. And then you have to put in the minimum age of partner that you would have and the maximum. So what's your...
Okay. I'm 29 now.
Yep.
Minimum is 25.
Okay. 25 minimum. And then what's your maximum? How
39.
Old? Okay.
10, I'll always go 10 over.
And then you have to choose their university education level. So yes, they need to have a college degree. No, or you don't care.
Don't care.
Don't care. Okay.
As long as you pay your bills.
And then that's not an option, but it should be. Now you have to answer the percent of people that you find attractive. Do you feel like you find hardly anyone attractive? This is just based on looks.
Okay.
An average amount of people attractive or most people?
Most people attractive.
Okay.
She's thirsty. Mama needs a woman.
Okay.
Man.
Now, I have a number of potential partners. I have a percentage of you finding your one true love. Which would you like to know first?
Let's do one true love later. So let's start with the first one.
Okay, your number of potential partners is 99,861 people.
Well, where on earth are they?
You literally are never allowed to complain again, first of all, because the options are crazy.
That's awesome. They're just not here.
No, I mean, we selected your location, which is Iowa, but maybe you're just looking in the wrong places.
Okay.
Or I don't know.
Okay.
You got sunglasses on. You need to take them off. Your percentage of finding your one true love is 3%.
I hate it here.
But I hate it. If it makes you feel better,
no, I'm done.
You are 12 times more likely to find your true love as there is being an alien civilization within 1,000 light years from Earth.
Are you kidding me right now?
There's a 3% chance that you'll find. Maybe, hear me out, your one true love is an alien.
I have always thought this because I just, we don't work well together. So I might as well. I hope I get abducted someday then by an alien.
Hey, you said it, not me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I know it's a little stressful right now because it's almost 4 o'clock. You and your boo are about to get off of work and you're like, I don't have anything planned for Valentine's Day. Well, Those Girls in the Afternoon, we're here to help save the day. We like practically wear capes over here.
Yeah, we're going to tell you what to do based on your zodiac sign.
Yeah, we found a website because we love our zodiac signs. We like to look into like our horoscopes every day.
I feel like it's normally pretty accurate.
Right? We're those girls.
Until it's not.
Until it tells me I'm going to have a bad day and I'm like, wrong. Yeah. I'm going to have a good day.
Exactly that.
Well, we found a website that will tell you, based on your zodiac sign, how you should spend your Valentine's Day. And Taylor, would you like me to go first? Because I'm an Aquarius, or you as a Pisces, would you like to go first?
Doesn't matter. I'd like to go first, selfishly.
I knew you would. Okay. Today, how you should spend your day as a Pisces.
Because I don't really care. I don't care about Valentine's Day. I feel like I need to be told, like, this is what you should do. Because otherwise, I don't... I'm like excited to watch the new season of Love is Blind on Netflix tonight. And that is pretty much it.
And that's exactly what you should do.
Really?
A Pisces doesn't have to go anywhere to have fun on Valentine's Day. In fact, this water sign is the happiest when they're at home on the couch.
That is exactly what I'm going to do.
They're all about getting snuggled up for a movie night. But if you do want to go out, they say maybe pick like an old timey movie that's like... at like a theater that has like a romantic vibe. That's kind of what they were thinking for you.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to be spending it right because I'm not going to leave my couch. That was exactly what I had planned, but not really planned because that's just what I do.
Perfect for you.
Okay. Love it. I'm succeeding.
Okay. So I'm an Aquarius, which is January 20th through February 18th. And Aquarius will never say no to an artsy date at a museum.
I don't see that for you.
Yeah, that's not for me. That's not for me. However, I will say if I keep reading it, it definitely hits me. So they said they would like to walk around, look at the paintings, and have deep conversations.
Okay, well, yeah, that's you.
Then grab a glass of wine afterwards. So yeah, let's skip the museum. Let's get deep conversations and a glass of wine. Let's talk about how many kids you want to have one day. And then let's have a glass of wine. And who'd you vote for in the last election? I don't know. Deep conversations.
All that in front of a Picasso. Can you imagine?
That would be fun.
Okay, well, you still got time. You got to find somebody, some museum in the area that's open by the time.
Late enough to do that because we get off late.
Yeah. But 4195 texted us. They are a Taurus. If you're also a Taurus, listen up because you're kind of like me. You're meant to kick back and relax.
Really?
This Valentine's Day. Not so much like don't leave your couch, but a little more low key and chill. So we're thinking like massage at a spa, a couple's massage if you're feeling romantic, or maybe it's massages at home. I don't know.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. You know what? If you get off at 5, I don't know if there's a massage place open after that. I don't know.
You could maybe get a gift certificate. You got time to call right now.
I was thinking make your boo rub your feet tonight. Ooh. Just make sure they're clean.
And you don't have any. You must please wash your feet.
You don't have any sock fuzz in between.
That's nasty.
The toes. You don't have that?
That's disgusting.
Today is all about love, romance.
Romance.
Impressing.
Impressing.
Your significant other.
I can't do this anymore.
Okay. All right. Well. It did work for a little bit. But yeah, we are telling you how you should spend your Valentine's Day. If you've got zero plans for tonight or you're panicking of what you should do for your significant other. We've got the hookup. We're telling you how you should spend the big day. Only seriously based on your zodiac sign.
Jane's Aunt Amy texted us.
Oh, we love hearing from you.
Hey, she's a Cancer.
Hey, girl, hey.
So listen up if you're a Cancer or if your partner is a Cancer. They love all things love notes, whether that be whether it be handwritten letters, a card, or very mushy gushy texts. They really want that romance in a written form. I feel like handwriting always goes a little bit further, but yeah, Cancers, you could keep it pretty simple for them. Just, you know, express yourself or whatever.
I should have been a Cancer.
I could see that out of you.
Oh my god, okay. That is so me. Should we write a love note to Jaden's Aunt Amy? Because that's clearly what she wants.
We could. We can do that.
From those girls, we love that for you. 100%. You know us as those girls in the afternoon, but you should also know that we are those girls who wake up and read a horoscope every single day.
And yeah, most of the time I'm like, this is totally right. And then there's the occasional time where I'm like, who writes this bogus stuff? But I believe it when I need to.
Mm-hmm. And we love everything about our zodiac signs. And that's why we are telling you, based on your zodiac sign, just that alone, what you should do today for Valentine's Day.
Maya is a Virgo, and apparently Virgos really want like a practical approach to Valentine's Day. They're not into you dropping a bunch of money. Instead, they would rather have an experience. So like a pottery class.
Ooh.
Or I don't know, a sourdough making class, anything fun like that. They would rather you put your money towards experience than just things.
I like that. 8112 is a Leo, and they most appreciate traditional Valentine's Day things like roses, boxes of chocolate, shiny gifts, those heart necklaces that
just hit the aisle. Just hit the aisle at every store that is full of all that crap.
And if you know a Leo, you're gonna hit them pretty well with that.
It's easy enough. Jill, Tyler, and 9183 texted us. They said they're Scorpios who really appreciate a candlelit dinner.
Aww.
That could be at home. That could be out at a restaurant, but anything kind of sultry, a little jazzy, a little swanky is going to be right up their alley for Valentine's Day.
God, I wish I was dating a Scorpio. That sounds romantic.
You still got time. It's only 3:54.
Hit me up, Scorpios.
Yeah.
Alexis and Michaela are Libras and are 100% down for like a mini adventure, which you could totally do. Like very mini. Maybe go for like a bike ride this evening or, I don't know, a little mini hike somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Mini adventure.
Maybe just like get in the car and be like, I don't know where we're going.
Yeah, let's just go walk around somewhere, a store, see where the car takes us.
Yeah.
That's fine. And Bethany texted us. Bethany is a Gemini. They're always eager. This is so my mother, Bethany. My mom is also Gemini. Geminis are always eager to wear a cute outfit. That's why.
Is that your mom?
Oh, my God. That's why we call her Kris Jenner. Half of the reason. So take your Gemini out for a fancy dinner because it gives them a reason to get all dolled up and wear something that's been hanging in their closet.
So if you see somebody downtown Cedar Rapids who looks like Kris Jenner, it is actually just Taylor's mom.
Just know it's my mom because she probably does want to wear a Valentine's Day outfit.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Everybody needs a little advice here and there, and that is exactly what Destiny is on this planet for.
You are right.
She's very zen for this session of Dear Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever have a problem or something that you're looking for, I don't know, outside advice on, you can email us, thosegirls@kzia.com. I will read it and I will relay it to Dr. Destiny to give her diagnosis, I suppose, on what you should do. So I have another message for you today.
Dear Destiny, I've been trying to prioritize my dating life this year and find the right one for me. First dates make me really nervous, but I know I have to start somewhere. I've noticed that I get really sweaty throughout the date to the point that I'm going through stacks of napkins at dinner and it's so embarrassing. Should I warn my dates beforehand so they aren't shocked when it starts happening?
You gotta help this guy. Oh, you got to help this guy.
Yeah, man. Not everybody's a first dater like you, Taylor. You don't like first dates.
No, I resonate with this guy being like really nervous and uncomfortable and almost embarrassed.
I see. And then there's people like me who like totally thrive on them, you know.
Okay, well, step out of those shoes. Put yourself in this guy's shoes.
Well, if I really don't know there's much you can do to help with the sweating. So I think we just got to embrace it. And I think you just put on some swim trunks, a swim shirt, act like you're going to the pool. You know what I mean? Like, cause you're like, you know, like you're getting wet at the pool.
Right.
You know, so you wear the swim trunks, the swim shirt. Hell, just do the whole damn thing. So you put some goggles on, some floaties, put flippers on.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, the flippers.
Very.
Imagine coming into the bar with flippers on. I mean, she is going to love that.
Okay.
That's real. That's going to really.
Do you warn her about that or do you just show up like that? Okay.
Because then, honestly, the flippers are going to distract her from the sweat that's coming from your pits and probably your forehead, too.
Okay. Yeah, you got a point there. Show up in a water-resistant outfit.
Exactly.
Okay.
And distract her with the flippers.
Okay.
That is some solid advice right there.
Well, I feel like if you're okay with it, can we like open this up to everybody else for their advice? I think it's a good idea to do that.
If you think it's a good idea, then I guess. Okay. Sure. Why not?
Call us.
My advice was solid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm saying let's hear from the people. Okay. So what would you do in this situation? You're this guy. You're really nervous about your first dates to the point that you're like really sweaty and it's making you embarrassed. Do you tell the date beforehand? How do you handle this? Let us know.
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's her civic duty, really, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny is the person to go to if you have a problem in your life, if you're at a crossroad and you're not sure what to do, email us, thosegirls@kzia.com, and we will present that to Dr. Destiny in Dear Destiny every single Wednesday. So today I opened up our email and we had a message from this guy who is like getting back into the dating game, but he's really shy, really nervous about first dates. So he's kind of realized he gets quite sweaty. To the point that he's like, I know that they notice. I'm going through napkins at the dinner table. I'm embarrassed. What should I do? You came up with the resolution of.
Why are you giving me a weird look? Do you not like my advice?
No, I want you to. You explain it better than I do.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment. I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Yeah,
because
you know
what? My advice is stellar, in my opinion, which is I think that he should wear swim trunks because you're going to sweat. Honestly, I don't know of a product that can get rid of sweating. At least I haven't found any. So you should just embrace it. And you're going to sweat in all sorts of departments of your body. So you should just wear the swim trunks, wear the swim shirt so that it can kind of cover it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to kind of like get them distracted from what you're wearing. I think you should wear the, you might as well just embrace everything. Get the flippers out, get the goggles out and get the the floaties.
Okay.
As well.
I love it. But we do have some other pieces of advice. Olivia, what do you think he should do?
So I am also someone that sweats sometimes. And what I usually do is I take panty liners and I put them like on my clothes in my armpit area.
Does it work?
It works very well.
That is a life hack if I've ever heard one. And honestly, especially on a first date, I feel like if that's going to make you feel more comfortable, why not try that?
I should just do that every day. I didn't know that was a thing.
Life hack. Thanks, Olivia. That was a great life hack. We have so much advice coming in on the text line on our Facebook page, so you can still hop over and do that. 2825 said, advice to Mr. Sweaty. Take your mind off yourself and focus 100% on your date. Don't be so self-absorbed. Before long, you'll stop sweating and your date will appreciate it.
Aww.
I get that. Overthinking to the point where you're like, oh my God, I'm sweating. Oh my God, now I can feel myself sweating more. Oh no, it's like coming down like rain. I think if you just take your mind off of it, it might help you.
Oh, so maybe you should also like, maybe you think of like cat videos or something.
Exactly.
Think
very
of
good, Destiny.
Think of different things.
I love it.
Like when I don't want to cry, I think of different things.
Okay, yeah.
I think of potatoes.
I think exactly that. Whatever you want to think of, maybe you should try that. What do you think this guy should do?
Girls, I cannot handle you. You said wear swimwear. I think this poor gentleman just needs, I would be so cool if someone was like, hey, I really like you and I'm really nervous, so I'm going to sweat a lot. I'd be like, cool, good. Let's play a game. Do you want to go swimming on our first date? Like, what do you want to do?
Let's be honest. Sometimes when you're in a stressful situation that you're nervous about, weird things start to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that in Dear Destiny a little bit earlier. This guy was very nervous about first dates to the point that he was like sweating buckets, basically.
Yes.
And while we maybe don't do that, I feel like everybody has their thing that they do or happens when they get really nervous.
And 8112 just texted us and they said what happens to them when they get really nervous is that when they're in like job interviews, they get so nervous that their throat gets so dry. It sounds like they have laryngitis and then they get really sweaty behind their knees.
The knee sweat every time gets me.
Really? Do you have that?
I don't know if I do, but I feel like that's the worst spot to get it.
Oh, 100%.
My hands get sweaty. My palms are sweaty.
When you're nervous?
Yeah, I feel like that's because I'm not a big sweater, but I think if I do sweat when I get nervous, it's definitely on my hands. I also like fidget a lot with my fingers, especially if I'm very nervous. That's like the first thing that starts is I'll like play with my fingernails. I'll like twist my fingers around, and the more movement you see, that probably means the more nervous that I am. If I'm standing somewhere, I can't stand still. I start, I get the sways and the rocks because I need to like distract myself. And then I also am a big like hair twirler. I do that anyways.
Yeah.
But if I'm in an uncomfortable situation, I'll start like grabbing at my hair and like petting it or like twirling it around my finger. And that's what happens to me.
I get really, really nervous. I'm trying to think of like the moment I'm like the most nervous, and that's like severe weather.
You go silent. You stop talking, actually.
I do. I get so nervous during severe weather. You have to ask Taylor, like, it is not fun to be in the room with me when there's severe weather. And, like, that's our job is, like, obviously I have to talk and tell you, like, there's bad weather in the area, right? Or something like that. And, like she said, I go silent.
It's bizarre because, you know, she never shuts up regardless. And then suddenly she's, like, quiet. I'm like, oh, there must be a storm brewing.
That's something you can weird. Get me to shut up.
Yeah, send a little severe weather our way, and she is quiet.
Yeah, if you ever want me to shut up, maybe you should put on like a fake like severe weather, like sound like in like you like your Amazon Echo can like do weather or whatever. Like you can like a sleep sound or whatever. Like do severe weather, and that will get me to shut up.
She will be quiet.
So yeah, that makes me when I'm like severe weather makes me super super nervous. So I get quiet very fast. I do not talk. And kind of like you said, like I wouldn't say like fidget with my hands, but what I do is I crack them all.
Same.
I crack them all to the point that they cannot be cracked anymore. And then after that, I start like chewing on my nails. And depending on how severe the weather is, like if it's really, really bad, then they will be chewed down to the point that they can be bleeding.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I've ever seen that.
It depends on how, like, derecho was not cool for me.
Yeah. Your poor fingers probably suffered.
Yeah, big time. So I'll chew all my nails off to the point, like, they're bleeding. And then I get sweaty palms, just like you said. Mm-hmm. And then I get nervous farts.
I'm so glad I get to be locked in a room with you for 4 hours.
And then you know what happens when you get those, right?
Okay, yeah. We got it.
Yes, just don't be locked in a bathroom, which is where you would go during a severe weather.
Literally noted, and I will be emailing this information to our boss.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There is no shame in the dating app game.
That was cool.
And if you're doing
put that,
that
on
thank
a
you.
T-shirt.
Thank you so much. I came with that.
Ray Gun, call her.
Well, seriously though, there's no shame in the game. And if you're spending your Valentine's Day that way, first of all, good for you. Why not do a little swiping tonight as you watch The Notebook and cry alone? I don't know. Make it as sad as you want.
Dude, that was me last night.
Oh, okay. Well, I have some good news that if you're feeling like dating apps so-so, not getting a ton of luck, or I'm bored with the same old Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, what have you. There is a new dating app that I feel like is really great for people our age. Like, you know, Tinder seems to be college age, not so serious. But this new app is called Score. Which
I'm
is
already,
fun.
I'm already nervous.
No, it's great. I think you're going to be really excited about this because this app Score is for people with good credit. Nope. Okay. She's not excited. Should I explain?
Why would I want to join that? Okay.
You've always said that that's like an important question for you to ask. Maybe
yes,
not on the first date, but, you know, early on. Anyways, so Score, to even join the app, you have to have your own credit score of 675 and above to join, which would be considered good to excellent.
Holy smokes. Okay.
By most financial institutions. That is not me saying that. That's what they say. Now, if you're accepted, if you have that credit score of 675 or above, you can't see other people's credit scores. You basically just
Darn.
Go into it knowing, though, that they at least have that because they were able to join the app.
Can
you know
imagine
what I mean?
If you were swiping and you could see their credit score and you're like, oh.
Some people put it in their bios. Isn't that a thing? Well,
I
maybe not you.
Never
you
seen
look
it.
Like you just saw a ghost.
I have never seen anyone put their credit score in their bio. I would think that is bragging. And I would never put my credit score in there.
Well, I guess this is a way around it. You're not putting it out there explicitly, but you're letting them know, like, hey, I'm at least this financially responsible. And they say that this new app is kind of a response to a lot of couples saying that money is a huge challenge in the relationship.
100%.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of for this. Do I think I could join it? I'm not so sure at this current moment.
I don't think I could join it.
Well, what's nice is that they have
a
test.
Not that, like, for that reason.
Oh, I'm like, do you want to give me your last four of your social right here? I'll let you know if you can, if you'd be accepted.
Not because of that reason. I just meant, like, I don't know. This is me assuming, and I shouldn't assume, but I just feel like the people who are on that are going to be very, like, picky. You know what I mean? Maybe a little stuck up. I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, yeah.
And I am, you know, I don't know if I want that.
You don't want to start a relationship based on money.
100%.
That's
yes,
fair.
I want somebody who's smart with their money, who isn't dumb with it, but I don't want it to be like all about the relationship. I also don't know if we should like hit it so hard right away too.
Yeah, that's fair. Cause that's getting very serious very quickly.
I'm fine with, like I told you, somebody had asked me how much debt I had
mm-hmm.
right away. And I didn't mind answering that. I didn't mind that at all. But there was a guy that I had dated. And within the first month, we were both like talking about how much debt we have, our money problems. This is like a while ago. And just like that was just kind of like a Debbie Downer in the relationship. So I don't really want to discuss the money within the first like month or two. I'd like to right. just enjoy ourselves.
I think they
Wait
should
until we get a little bit more serious.
Can they make a bad version of this for those that maybe don't have such a great credit score, but you can like
yes,
list all of the fun things that you spent your money irresponsibly on?
Why with that, can we make it for more people who just have a shopping problem?
Yeah, like instead of writing a bio, it just shows the latest things that you ordered on Amazon.
No, you know what we need?
Huh.
Hold up, a Target one.
Yeah.
I want to match with people who shop at Target because like I want to know what you found in the dollar section.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what you found because I'm probably going to go buy it myself too.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's who I want to match with.
And based on those purchases and maybe how frequently you go, it could be a match made in heaven.
Mm-hmm. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I just don't want anybody to break up on Valentine's Day, okay?
That would be sad.
I'm looking out for everybody because, you know, there's a lot of pressure to make sure that you have the best Valentine's Day ever for your partner. I want to help you out and make sure you're doing it right because this should be the last day that you're fighting and fighting for your relationship.
There's a lot of pressure today.
There is. This reminds me, I saw the viral TikTok of the shoe theory. I think I explained to you kind of recently.
It makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, it's like an old cultural story that people say if you buy your lover shoes, it's basically giving them permission to walk away from you. So that's
no
when I learned
that happened to me.
I mean, I bought my boyfriend's shoes, so time's a ticking, I guess. I don't know. Hasn't happened yet. But I have three of the top worst Valentine's Day gifts because they just give bad energy, I guess.
Okay.
And some people may have this in their vehicle right now. I'm going to tell you, don't bring it inside. Don't do it.
Bad juju.
Leave it there. And return it and get something else tomorrow. It's fine. Give them an IOU because it's worth it.
I'm nervous. I got a bag at home.
Number one is lingerie. Don't do it.
Why?
Well, underwear is both the most searched
even
for.
Even granny panties is a problem?
I guess so. I mean, yeah, any sort of intimate.
We were just talking yesterday that we would take granny panties.
Well, I take it back.
Underwear
I don't want to.
Is expensive.
Well, it's the most searched for Valentine's Day gift, and it's one of the worst energetic undertones. Now, let me tell you why. Because underwear covers our most private areas, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it represents a desire to hide something. If you're receiving underwear as a Valentine's Day gift, your partner may be sending you the message, the energy that they are keeping something from you. So I'm not saying if you receive a new bra tonight that your man's a cheater. That's not it. But it could be an undertone. So they say avoid
underwear.
The undies and things on Valentine's Day. Number two is booze.
What?
Alcohol.
What?
Uh-huh. Because you could be pouring out more than you bargained for.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Could be just a fun night of, mixing drinks or whatever. But, you know, this kind of comes from where the word alcohol began.
Hey, drunk thoughts are sober. Wait, what?
Drunk words are sober thoughts.
That's my favorite time.
No, I'm talking about just the word alcohol itself, like where it was derived from. It was originally an Arabic word and, you know, through some translations and stuff, we call it spirits, right? Who wants a ghostly gift for Valentine's?
Oh, yeah.
They say the best exception to this, if you really like have somebody that is passionate about certain types of alcohol, you should get an expensive bottle of booze that has been aged for many years, suggesting a lasting commitment. So if you get a nice bottle of wine that says like aged 30 years,
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever, that kind of suggests something a little bit different. But to avoid alcohol. And the last one is bath salts.
Yeah, okay, that's fine with me.
Because it could give the message or the energy that your relationship is on the rocks. So they say salt is a cleanser and a purifier, removing toxins. So the gift of bath salts at Valentine's will help rid the receiver of any negativity in a relationship. So if you're going to do it, be careful. But if you're the toxic partner, you will be cleansed away with the very bath salts that you bought your lover.
Just curious.
Of course.
Is it weird if I text any of my guy friends and I'm like, hey, if you got your girl some booze, some granny panties, I'll take some bath salts and those are bad. I'll take them because free will donation.
I don't think that they will believe you for one second.
Well, if you tune into Z102.9 tomorrow and you happen to hear there is no DJs at all and there's no music at all, it's probably because every single one of them won the lottery.
Oh, man, that's the dream.
Okay, so let me give you the back. You're like, whoa, what's going on? Let me back it up a little bit. So earlier today, we did like a Valentine's Day gift, or I don't know, gift, would you say like a card exchange maybe?
Yeah, Valentine exchange. Everybody had a little box that they DIY'd, and if you signed up for it, you brought in your own cards or snacks or treats or whatever you wanted to put in everybody else's boxes.
Yeah, so some people like homemade treats. You made this yummy like white chocolate popcorn.
AKA crack popcorn. That's what it is.
Somebody brought in like a little bottle of like alcohol that everybody could have. I mean, these gifts range all over the place. And I wanted to go bigger this year. So I decided I would hit up the local gas station in the area, just meaning like the closest one to this area. And I got some Iowa Lottery, like scratch tickets and stuff.
Yes.
And I put all of those little scratch tickets on everybody's little Valentine's Day cards. And I am haven't heard anything from anybody yet on whether or not they won, other than Sean, who works just a couple feet away from us. She did say she won $1.
Mm.
So I'm kind of want that dollar.
Oh, that's wrong. I literally told you, because you told me the night before that you were going to go get them. You're like, oh, I want to do a lot of tickets. And yeah. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. And then we sat here in silence for about 3 minutes. And then I was like, wait a minute. If I win $1 million, I'm quitting and you're on your own. Thanks for the gift.
If I got you the lottery ticket, I feel like I deserve
a dinner. Yeah, we could go get like
no
burgers together.
No.
A couple of McChickens.
A McChickens? Yeah. A steak dinner in the minimum, plus you owe me some money. I think like 50% minimum.
Oh, 50%. I'll pay you what you paid for the ticket. How about that? You
That's
paid
what
us.
Loretta said up front. Loretta's like, if I win, you get the dollar that you paid for the ticket. No. If you win $10, I get $5 of that $10.
No, you gifted it to me. It's mine.
No, it's our ticket. I bought it for us. I bought 14 tickets, hoping that one of you losers would win.
Who who shares a Valentine? I believe it said I hit the jackpot working with you.
It's like buying a box of chocolate. You think you're giving it all to your significant other and they're just going to eat it themselves? No, you buy it also for yourself as well.
I think we agree to disagree, and you probably should never buy me a lotto ticket again, because I will keep the winnings and I won't feel bad about it.
And you're going to run away and not tell me?
Yes, every single time.
I knew it.
I
have you scratched yours yet?
I scratched mine. I got $0, so this isn't good. Even a worry for us, but we'll try again at like Christmas.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.